The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like life. It's better, it's better with you. My life. It's better, it's better with you. This is true. It's better, it's better with two. My life. It's better with you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, my brother, me, and my show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation?
Thank you.
I'm your middlest brother, Big Dog Travis Wolf Wolf McElroy. Hashtag Trav Nation. Hashtag Travishing.
The fact... that you have to announce who you are to Trav Nation is utterly mystifying to me.
Oh, I don't have to. I get to.
Oh, okay.
I consider it an honor to say my name out loud.
It's true. He won't let me say it. If you go back through the whole show, I've never said this dude's name.
Yeah.
But my name
is... You gotta earn that.
Apparently he's gotta earn even introducing himself.
Yeah.
I'm Griffin.
I'm going to interrupt you there, Griffin. As you all know...
I'm Griffin McElroy. Go ahead with your little jokes.
Hey, thank you for not saying little bit. Yeah. That's a different thing. Hey, everybody. I've got a big Trav Nation announcement to make. I'm so excited to be able to share this with all of you.
And with us, it bears noting.
Yeah. Rarely do we start a live show and Griffin and Justin let me do a...
You drink it?
I've got a thing. Don't worry about it. I didn't take a drink. Yeah. As you guys know, over the last 4 weeks, I've been working nonstop 1 hour a week to become an influencer. And I'm very excited to say that the fruits of my labor have paid off.
Oh, boy.
Because this month, Cincinnati Magazine put out a very special issue.
You're not.
And guess
there.
Who's. No, so I wait. Wasn't in the photo.
So, right.
Hold on, wait. But you're not there.
I wasn't in the photo because I was traveling. But
I want to read the cover first. It says the of influence.
Oh, age. Age is lost in the cloud. The age of influence. It does say that's lost in the cloud.
Well, wow. I was going to say
it's in the age of a slightly wider stroke on that lettering there.
Yeah. That wasn't a good call.
I thought
Cincinnati
it said
designers.
I thought it said Cincinnati the age of influence.
Hey, listen. Yeah, there's a lot. We haven't even gotten to the reveal, Paul. That's
hey. The prodigal
the
son.
Prodigal?
Now this is what I wanted to bring up. Because I did mention in my interview that I moved away for 2 years and moved back. And
you were trapped in a computer for 2 years in the reboot verse.
And apparently they were like, oh, I've got it. The prodigal son, Travis McElroy.
Hi, I'm Travis McElroy. I'm Cyber Travis. I'll be your personal assistant today. Spoiler alert, I'm going to do a pretty bad job.
Yeah. I know as much or less than you do about these things. Do you know how computers work?
I'm just saying, when I made, because you did this to me in the intro, when I made Forbes, they put my ass on the cover.
They asked me to be there. They asked me to be there, but I was busy making stacks.
Oh, man.
And bands, which are the same but different.
So wait, kind of real quick, I want to check in on it. After the... I just need to check something real quick. After the interview, they were like, well, did he say enough interesting stuff for a full page? And they were like, not really. And they were like, well, do we, shut up. They said, do we have any pictures of shark ass? Yeah, I have one leftover picture of shark ass. I can put it in the page to fill out the places where you should have said interesting stuff.
I also cut off the bottom third of the page where they tagged Mark Plyer into my page because Mark Plyer is also from Cincinnati. So they're like, oh, you know, they're both on the internet and about the same. Here's Travis and Mark Plyer together. But Mark Plyer only got a third of the page and no shark ass.
No shark ass, which is the badge of honor. Thank you, Cincinnati Magazine, or
thank
whatever.
Thank you a lot, actually.
Your name was. I didn't see it. Very good.
Now, Griffin, you have you've also, I want to mention, changed your look.
Changed my look for this as we bring this
tour to a close. Tell me about your shirt real quick.
Well, I have been wearing a Little Sailor Guy outfit that people have loved.
Yeah.
Except for, I imagine, a few people who got very upset about it.
Hot and cold on that one.
And today I was packing, I couldn't find it. So I've got a new look, baby.
Wait, so today you were packing, you couldn't find it when packing. So you had this already?
I had this lying around. I've had my Training to Beat Goku American flag tank top for, I think, probably about 8 or 9 years now.
Wow.
I take really good care of it.
Yep. It still fits. This is, as you certainly guessed by now, an advice show. So what we're going to do is we're going to take your questions.
We passed, as we were leaving the hotel, I just want to say, coming here today, we passed by a highly decorated naval officer in the lobby of our hotel.
And he saluted Griffin, which was wild.
I'm just saying, if I hadn't made this decision, there may have been a pretty bad encounter.
Oh, you think he had been sent, he had heard... Like, yeah, you need to...
Talking shit, huh?
So is that how you think some grown-ups are? Is a naval officer sees you dressed as a sailor boy and he's like, I'm going to teach this kid a thing or two. I'm going to give you a wallop. Come here, mister.
Griffin grew up only watching Little Rascals cartoons.
That makes sense.
Or shows.
He looked like Jag from Jag.
This is our first question. I work as a beekeeper for a national beekeeping service. My coworker is the world's grumpiest beekeeper. To the point where when I meet people who have met her, they bring up her disposition. She has recently expressed her interest in moving to France. Brothers, how do I encourage her to make the move and make my working life more pleasant? That's from Buzz Off, buddy. Are you here? Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hello.
Okay, first, a national beekeeping service. There's more than one?
Well, it would be a monopoly. Otherwise, the government would have to split it up.
Yeah.
I'll give you some bees if you play your cards right.
I hate when I'm doing beekeeping. Government comes and takes half my bees.
Is a man not entitled to the bees that he keeps?
To the sweat of his bees.
To the sweat bees of his own brow. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Which part?
The grumpy.
The grumpy part is so, like, yeah, I probably would be too.
Yeah, you get stung 1,000 times, maybe 1,000,000 times to where you don't even feel it anymore.
They're so sweet, though, and they are important for the environment. I will say this. I'll stand up for bees on this stage. I'll make the brave choice. But, hold on, wait. Let me finish the thought. I have only been stung by one animal twice, and it was bee. So, like, if we're talking... Empirically speaking, I would be a grumpy guy.
Okay, but both of you, what your theory presupposes is that somehow they happened into the job of beekeeping. Like, it was like, I never decided to work with bees. It's that I started keeping other things, and eventually the economy led me to beekeeping.
Travis, I saw a fucking TikTok the other day, and it was a person who's lost their beach chair because a queen bee landed on it, and then 1,000,000 bees were like, cool, home.
So what you're saying is in that moment, that person had two choices, post a TikTok or become an amateur beekeeper.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm seeing sometimes bees choose you to be a beekeeper.
Oh, this is an unwilling hero scenario.
Exactly, except that they are kind of shitty about it too.
Yeah. So maybe you should just like go to your coworker one day and just like, yeah, I was reading, I saw on TikTok the other day, no bees in France.
Yeah. They smushed the last one this morning. You're good to go.
Totally safe there. No more bees.
Bees can't even fly across the ocean. You're good.
And it turned out they weren't doing anything.
No.
France is stronger than ever.
Wait, so the coworker doesn't want to go to France, wants to go to France because there's no bees there?
Yeah.
You know the job is not like, it's not a metaphor, beekeeper. They're not like actually eradicating the bees. Like,
no, they're containing the bees.
So I don't have to deal with them. Thank you so much. Thank you for your service, beekeeper.
But are you're supposing that a beekeeper goes to a country with no bees and they just get out a deck chair and chill, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I guess job's done here.
Well, you can't let your guard down, Justin.
That's how they get
bees
you.
Could come back at any moment. I think polio's making a comeback.
Oh.
Polio.
There's never
the bees of diseases.
There's never just one bee, too. That's the problem. If I met a beekeeper and they're like, check this out, and they cracked open their box and there was one cool bee in there.
How big is it?
If
a beekeeper rolled up with a bee the size of a shih tzu, you'd be like, yeah. Oh, hell yeah,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah, that's cool.
You're the world's greatest beekeeper. How'd you get it that big?
Can I pet it?
I'm going to enter it into the festival this year.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm out of there. Hey, I'm sorry. I don't want to be a sick in the mud. I'd love to play with you guys in the space. But if someone walks up with a puppy bee, I'm gone.
Oh, man.
I'm gone.
See, I would be overwhelmed with questions. The questions would stop my legs from moving.
I'd probably scream.
There's a good likelihood it stings you. And then guess what? You got to watch a puppy-sized bee die right in front of you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's terrifying. I'm not going to be in that room.
Until you become one.
Wait, are you saying they got werewolf magic?
When they're that big?
They got dog bees have werewolf magic to make you dog bees keep your fucking head on
so
a swivel.
So watch out!
This is going to be one of those things that in 2 months will be, McKay will show us on a sticker. Like, what do you guys think? I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? We did the fucking dog bees got wolfman magic. What are you talking about? What is this sticker? They'll walk, or worse, someone will walk up with like a t-shirt they found on Redbubble. They're like, what do you think? Like, I don't know what the fuck your t-shirt means, man. Help me out. I love my in-laws. They visit regularly and provide much needed child support. Well, at least my mother-in-law does. Every time they visit my father-in-law, he breaks something in my house. Doorknobs, drawers, nothing escapes him. The added problem is that he is a proud man who tries to hide his crimes rather than fess up or, dare I say, fix them himself. I gotta stop you there. That's not what a proud man does. That sounds like the actions of a sneaky man.
Until I heard you say it just that way, it occurred to me, because I thought they were saying he's a proud man, so he either hides it or fixes it himself. But no, instead of saying it, he hides it. And instead of fixing it himself, he hides it.
He says, such a proud man, he blames the dog. It's such an inspiration. Anyway, how do I grandpa-proof my home without hurting his feelings? That's from Frustrated Fixer in Philadelphia.
Are you here?
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Let me offer this. Yeah, grandpa, you're just too strong. Just so, you're still so virile and young. Like, standard doorknob. Can't even see it. Let us open the door for you. Don't waste your amazing strength on a door.
Yeah.
Go out and fight off a mountain lion.
What's the practical application?
You're going to follow your father-in-law around yelling all this at him always?
So that way, at least he'll come tell you every time he breaks something. So he's like, I've done it again.
My amazing
grandpa strength.
That was the loudest, baddest idea I've ever heard in my entire life.
And Griffin has known Travis a long time.
That's a good point. I think it would be much easier, rather than to grandpa-proof your home, to home-proof your grandpa.
Or homeschool your grandpa.
To homeschool your grandpa.
How would you home-proof a grandpa?
Not let him in, I guess.
Okay, no.
I would argue that that is still grandpa-proofing your home.
You're right.
To home-proof your grandpa, you would have to cover your grandpa in, like, bubble wrap or something. Put him in a big bubble, like Bubble Boy with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Bubble grandpa would be good.
Bubble grandpa would be good. The problem, actually, no, because if we extend his sort of sphere of physical influence outward by a few inches, yeah, it would get pretty zany.
Griffin, that's it. Grandpa in my pocket.
What?
Yo, y'all don't get that? You don't get that stateside grandpa in my pocket?
Grandpa in my pocket?
Paul, can you find grandpa in my pocket? If you grandpa in your... Oh, good, there we go.
Not the shrinking cat, grandpa.
Catch me if you can.
Oh, no.
Grandpa!
What the fuck? The plane works?
Crumble, stop!
How long does this go?
I don't give a shit, man. This is easy.
Grandpa in my pocket.
So what I'm saying is... I guess what I'm saying is... you get one magic hat...
Uh-huh.
Shrink Grandpa down.
Yeah.
Although, I gotta be honest, I've watched a lot of Grandpa in My Pocket. This guy's gotten into a few scrapes in his day, too. There's usually a fair amount of hijinks that follows Grandpa. You saw the plane. I don't really know what I was thinking.
Yeah, I love the part where he flew the biplane, reliving his glory days of WW2.
Yeah.
Does he get...
Can he put it on inside out and get bigger? No, Griffin, he can't, unfortunately.
Okay, now
so wait, no, Travis, let me ask my question. Is this forever for him?
Because that does quite... The music made it seem whimsical.
Zany, this is a terrible curse.
He has infinite hats, but they keep making him smaller exponentially.
Well, eventually he'll come back around.
Yeah.
He'll be down there with Ant-Man or whatever. He'll be giant.
Oh, my God. I love Grandpa in my pot. I want that shirt to wear and have
Can we also acknowledge that if Grandpa in my pocket was real, Grandpa would be begging this child to alert an adult about the situation?
Yes.
Because being in this child's pocket can't be the best scenario for this grandpa's safety and well-being.
Take me to the Los Angeles home of Richard Moranis, please. On the double. We'll take my plane. Oh, fuck. I forgot.
Put on this hat, child. Free me from my prison. I'll put you in my pocket.
Your huge ass won't even fit in my plane. Fuck.
That kid's going to eat grandpa.
Probably not.
I need you to make it go away, Paul, because actually nothing we can do is funnier than seeing that little grandpa in that kid's pocket.
Hey, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm very excited being here in Philadelphia to introduce...
By the way, I got the score of the game. Philadelphia is up 11 runs, 2-0.
Notice how he's not looking at anything. Don't cheer. He was looking up into the sky when he said that.
Paul's gesturing to me. He says, big game, 11-0. Go Philly, he says.
Now, hold on, because the other team had at least one before the show. Did they?
They took it away.
Whoa.
They took it away.
Unprecedented.
Yeah.
It's tour manager Paul. For the record, the official score is 8-2 Phillies in the top of the seventh.
Is it like a big championship game, or is it just a Wednesday for you guys? It's a playoffs, baby. All right, good.
Wait, hold on.
Travis, did you have something you want to say?
Yes, I do. Hey, everybody. Here at this live show, we've got some special guests.
I believe you mean weekend evening now.
Yes, weekend evening now. I'm going to tell my brothers, the host and the musical
guest.
No, it's okay.
It's under a separate contract.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
Yes. So, Saturday Night Live. I'm going to tell my brothers, the host and the musical guest, and they're going to guess the vibe with which that introduction occurs. Paul,
all right.
The first combination, please. Kate Winslet introducing Eminem.
She's gonna go weird. Okay, you go ahead.
Long. Eminem.
I think she's gonna go weirdly low, like
Ladies and gentlemen, Eminem.
Oh, Paul, reveal.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eminem.
I feel like the first half I was like dead on.
Yeah, but then the Eminem came out really
fast. The second
half,
the important
part. She had somewhere to be.
Next combination, Paul. We've got Jimmy Fallon and Michael Bublé, Christmas.
I don't even want to do a Jimmy Fallon impression because it's not going to be a good one.
Because he's a bad person.
now listen, stop. And listen, the sanctity of the game, we can't bring our...
Santa Claus. Santa Claus flavor in a big way.
Whoa, okay, is that your call?
Santa Claus flavor in a major way.
Okay, I think he's going to go like a 40s radio, like, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bublé, like that kind of guy.
That was okay. That gave me chills, Juice.
I need everyone to listen to the pronunciation. Paul, roll it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bublé.
Bublé.
He hits boob
so hard. Very hard.
This 12-year-old what got bigged loves saying boob on national television. So fun. Look out! Look how pleased he is with himself.
Yeah, he nailed it.
He is holding like the angel of Gabriel, just like, come to me. Come to me. Boob.
Get him out of my show.
Okay, next one, Paul. Anne Hathaway introducing Florence and the Machine.
Robot voice.
Stop. Wait, I want to know everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, Florence and the Machine.
A bold swing.
This is like when you put like your mortgage on like 17 in roulette and just hope for the best.
Yeah.
Hey, Griff, can I get it one more time, man?
Yeah, sure. Ladies and gentlemen, Florence and the Machine.
Okay, great. I mean, it's like,
here's the thing, gang. What do we know about Anne Hathaway? Basically nothing.
Okay, no. Okay, here's the energy. Florence and the Machine is her favorite artist. And she's like, can't believe she's about to see Florence and the Machine.
Oh, okay.
I like that a lot. I like that better than mine.
I wish you wouldn't react to him, Trav, because it's sometimes...
Wait till after you say it. Next. Go, Paul.
Ladies and gentlemen, Florence and the Machine.
Man.
I'm going to give the point to Justin because in a theater kid way, that's exactly what it is.
Yes, that's true. That was the same she do at the Tonys for somebody everyone thought was dead, but they get up on stage and are like, ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. That reference.
You're never going to believe this. It's Florence and the Machine.
It was like she an amount of reverence as if she were introducing like the first COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
You all aren't ready for this shit.
What gets me, watching it, the head shake, she just
Florence
can't.
And the
no fucking way, y'all.
She never stops shaking. You're never going to believe this.
All right, next.
We got him. All right, last one. John Malkovich.
Oh, man.
Introducing T.I.
Okay, so the vibe is like he just had a Merlot that's drier than he expected, and it's like, oh, ladies and gentlemen, T.I. Like, oh, what a delight. Like, oh.
Interesting.
Opposite, yelling. Ladies and gentlemen, T.I.
All right, Paul, roll that game.
Ladies and gentlemen, T.I.
Okay, play it one more time, boss, my favorite.
Ladies and gentlemen, T.I.
That's like the detective that reveals the murder at the end, but it turns out it's his own son. Yeah. Like, ladies and gentlemen, my son.
It was almost...
The murderer.
It was almost like he was also... The pause was long enough that it seemed like he was also trying to introduce T.I. to the audience.
T.I.
Audience. Good. Begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, T.I.
How did he not make a Thai joke? Like,
you think he's a big jokester on the set?
I guess fair.
My company recently relocated to a totally open plan office space. All right, interesting.
A lot of cubicle jockeys in here.
Gonna dig into it.
Well,
it's much nicer than the old spot, but there's absolutely no way to take a quick
lunch nap without drawing attention.
Well, that's weird. That's what a weird bug.
And definitely not a fucking feature. Is that why? Anyway.
It's like how we...
Peculiar.
I forgot we invited Snarky Goofy to the show tonight.
It's how it's like we didn't start recording the show on video so we could catch Travis on his phone during the podcast.
I was looking up funny jokes to say.
You can sleep anywhere.
Did you finish reading the question? I don't believe you did.
I don't think I did.
But thank you.
It did sound like you were about to start a sales pitch a course you could sell. Hey, have you ever wanted to sleep anywhere? Hi, I'm Justin McElroy.
How do I convince my coworkers we should hang a hammock or two in our break area without coming across as a lazy employee? That's from Sleepless in Center City.
Are you here? All right.
So, it hit me.
Yeah.
What you're going to need to do is you're going to need to fall over somewhere and into something and say, if only there'd been a net there to catch me.
Oh, that's cool.
Now it's a safety concern.
Or there is a raccoon loose in here.
Whoa.
Don't call animal control. They're so busy. I'll handle it. The net I bring has to go here and here.
Yeah.
In the supply cupboard.
You know what's coming up? You know what's coming up?
Huh?
Halloween.
Yeah.
You're going to go into the office dressed as Spider-Man, but you got there before everyone else.
That's
and
cool.
And you strung up some hammocks, and you're like, thwip, thwip, I'm Spider-Man. Thwip,
get it?
And then you leave them there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You come in every day as Spider-Man from that day forward.
This is me now.
It's easy. We'll do a skit, okay? I'm the person.
I love this. This is my favorite part. I'm the person. My brother, me, no, show.
It's not that good. So we're.
Do you want to take the microphone off of the stand or no? Okay.
I'm the person in the question, You see me dragging.
I've never seen anyone hold a mic like that before in my fucking.
It's heavy, so I don't want to. I'm the person.
If only there was a way to take it off the stand.
I don't want to do that. So I've got the bed, and you see me drag it in the office.
Yeah. Go on.
Cool.
Hey, that looks like a heavy microphone stand you got there.
Hey.
Can you try to... out of the game.
Start over.
Yeah, sorry. Start
you're not in it anymore, Travis.
No, let Travis be in it or else...
Okay, you're Travis, you're back in it. But one chance.
Okay.
Okay, I got the bed.
Start over.
Get a little bit further away. This is the beginning. Cool.
Hey, what are you fucking doing?
Well, we won.
We won what?
The contest that I told you about.
You've never told me about a contest.
No, I did. The radio contest.
They still do those?
For offices, I won it.
Hold on, wait a second.
It's a prize.
No.
We won it.
You need to let me talk now because I'm your boss's boss. You're telling me...
He's your grandpa boss.
I'm your grand boss. Listen to me, please.
Sorry, Mr. Schmedley.
You're telling me that the radio station ran a contest
for
a bed you could only bring to an office.
And let's be clear, a used bed. That is an unwrapped, unboxed, dragged on the floor mattress.
I entered us as an office so we could share it. It was supposed to be an office-wide thing.
And that wasn't against the rules in any way?
I didn't read the rules.
You didn't read the rules? You're our lawyer.
Maybe I tried to read the rules, but I was too tired.
I'm so mad about this, I'm going to go sleep in the hammock I set up in my office for everyone to use.
Thank you.
I like you. You're hired.
I already work here, but now we need a place.
Oh, then you're fired. I'm your boss's wife, and I have a lot of say over what he does at the office. I'm not a very nice wife.
Okay.
This is a
I'm just getting into character.
This is a rich tapestry. Would you like another question?
Yes, I would like that very much, I think.
Okay. One night when my wife and I were walking home from dinner, we passed by a theater that was closing after a show. As we walked by the front window of the theater, a woman in a period costume... A woman in period costume appeared and gave us...
Oh, what a difference an
article
makes. Sorry,
if I could just go ahead with the thing, I'm sorry. appeared and gave us both a big scare. We thought she was a ghost.
Yeah, I mean, those are real, so sure.
I found out at that moment my wife has an incredible fight or flight instinct. She yelled a ferocious battle cry. Brothers, I think my wife could take a ghost in a fight, but how can I keep myself from getting caught in the crossfire in the future? That's from I Ain't Afraid of No Ghosts.
Are you here?
Hi.
That was ferocious, sure enough.
I guess when you say could take him in a fight, you're assuming this is a fair fight, right?
Yeah.
Where they're like, I won't use my ghost powers.
A lot of people don't think about this, but athletic, strong people also die.
Yeah.
And they're huge, strong ghosts. So maybe think about that next time.
Now, I've been thinking about this question.
You think about Casper, you're like, I could kick Casper's ass.
That's a child, Griffin.
Okay, but...
That's a young Devin Sawa.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he dances with Christina Ricci.
Okay, fine.
I love that movie.
I know.
13 Days of Halloween. Okay, anyways. I've been thinking about this question, and it makes me think about boxing and the Rocky movies and the reason Mickey hides behind Rocky, because that's the safest place to be, is behind the boxer. So when your wife encounters the ghost again, she's got to get behind your wife, start rubbing her shoulders, and be like, go get her.
Are you saying that the boxing coach, the corner man, if you like, the corner person, stands behind the boxer because they're worried the boxer will just be like, fuck!
And yeah, shit, I don't know! Just you punching. Wind them up enough, punch.
Just punching reflexes have already been trained.
The same as the eye of the storm.
Yeah.
When it comes to boxing, it's right behind the boxer.
Right, okay.
It's almost like they should have a different metaphor if it's going to be behind the thing rather than in the center of the thing.
Yeah.
I don't think that a ghost would care so much about anything that we do. I don't think we've developed... Ghostbusters was a funny movie. I think we can all agree, but it's fantasy.
Wait, which
make-believe.
One was funny?
All of them, man. They have
rank them.
Yeah, for sure.
How much ghost content are you watching that is your first thought?
Good question.
Your brain was already on ghosts. I don't know how to tell you.
If I see a ghost, if my first thought would never be, kick its ass. Let's get him.
You have not watched enough Supernatural. That's immediately where my brain goes. My brain goes, hand me some salt. I'm going to put it on my knuckles.
Yeah.
They don't do that enough on the show. I've written them letters. Apparently, they're not making it anymore.
And then they punch the... And they punch the ghost with salt knuckles?
Well, ghosts don't like salt.
Okay.
They have high blood pressure.
It's better with you.
Hey, everybody. It's your middleest brother, Travis McElroy here. And listen, at this time of year, I don't know about you, but my holiday wish list, it involves stamps. It's stamps.com. Because stamps.com can do so much for you, whether it's personal or business, so much for you this time of year. Save you so many trips to the post office, help you get the best rates to send packages, whether you're shipping stuff out that people have bought as presents or you're shipping things that you have bought as presents, you're going to want stamps.com. With stamps.com, all you need is a computer and printer. They even send you a free scale, so you'll have everything you need to get started. And if you sell products online, stamps.com can seamlessly connect you with every major marketplace and shopping cart. So get huge carrier discounts up to 84% off USPS and UPS rates to help your bottom line. Give your business the gift of stamps.com so your mailing and shipping is covered this holiday season. Sign up with promo code MYBROTHER, all one word, for a special offer that includes a 4-week free trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MYBROTHER. And as long as you're giving gifts for people, or you're selling gifts, or whatever you want to do, get something for yourself. Update your wardrobe. It's getting cold out there, or if you're on the other side of the hemisphere, other hemisphere of the planet, it's getting warm. So why not sign up for Stitch Fix and get yourself like a new cold weather wardrobe, warm weather wardrobe, whatever you need to do, right? So Stitch Fix is going to connect you with a stylist. Think of them as your style partner. They're going to talk to you about like what you like, what you would wear it for, and what your budget is. And with your choices in mind, they're going to send you some clothes that they've handpicked for you.
right? They have over 1,000 brands and styles and do the work of choosing the best option for you. And if you don't love something, you just send it back. Because shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. You only pay for what you keep. I've been doing Stitch Fix for a while now. Got some amazing sweaters for this cold weather season. I'm absolutely loving it. So why don't you try it out and say, hey, thank you, Stitch Fix. And I want to say, thanks, Stitch Fix. They just get me. And they'll get you, too. Try it today at stitchfix.com/brother, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/brother. One more time, stitchfix.com/brother. And before we let you get back to the absolutely wild Philadelphia episode, some announcements first. Coming up this Thursday, our first Taz Outre Space. It's run by Clint. It's in the Marvel TTRPG series. We got 4 episodes coming up with special guests Gabe Hicks and Kate Welch. It's absolutely amazing. Also, while we're talking about absolutely amazing, Candle Night tickets are on sale now. The virtual event benefits Harmony House. It's going to be December 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Video on demand is available through January 1st. Tickets are only $5, but you do have the option to give more as it benefits Harmony House. We also have event posters and ornaments that benefit Harmony House, designed by Zachary Sterling. Get your tickets now at bit.ly/candlenights2023. That's bit.ly/candlenights2023. What are you waiting for? Also want to let you know that I have been working for the last about year to put together a weekend-long TTRPG immersive event at Ravenwood Castle in Hocking Hills, Ohio. I've got some amazing guests coming out to play games with people. So far, we got Iffy Nawadaway, we got Christina Ariel, we got Sandeep Parikh, we got Paul Foxcroft, we got more coming up. Tickets are going to be on sale early in December, so if you haven't checked it out yet, it's called Adventure Quest. You can go to theadventure.quest for all the details. We're so excited, but now I'm excited to get you back to the episode. Enjoy!
Folks, we get it. Keeping up with an actual play podcast in this economy is a tough sell. That's why we have great news for you. The Adventure Zone is changing up its format. We're going to be doing some shorter seasons, more experimental stuff. There's never been a better time to get on board the zone.
And if you're sick of listening to our voices, we get that too. So we're including some guests on this upcoming one. We've got Kate Welch and Gabe Hicks, who are incredible.
And you want us to try out some new games? You got it. We've got the new Marvel Multiverse RPG. We're using that and with a really brilliant GM doing it.
It's Dad. What he's saying is it's Dad. Dad doing it.
You can listen every Thursday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm glad you said that because nobody says that.
Can I just say thank you to you for such a thoughtful interview?
Oh my God, yeah, I think you nailed it.
Bullseye, interviews with creators you love and creators you need to know. Listen to the Bullseye podcast only from NPR and Maximum Fun.
If I'm reading my phone correctly, and yes I am, the Phillies have just won 10-2.
We did it, Philadelphia.
We did it. Go Philadelphia.
We beat that other team.
Fuck the Orioles.
Yeah. Your birds beat those other birds real bad.
In the Battle of the Birds. You
Which
came
is also top. Probably how it would have happened in real life.
That's
Eagles
true.
Much bigger than Orioles.
That's a good point.
So do you feel proud now? There are birds that are dead.
Because of you. All right.
You monsters.
Randy Johnson's in the audience like, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Just the one, though. Got him fucking good, didn't I?
I want to munch. Welcome to Munch Squad, the podcast within a podcast, profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating, and I cannot fucking believe this. This story that was at the top of my desk when I came into the Munch Squad offices.
The chief? The chief gave you a story?
I'm the chief.
What?
Obviously, I'm the chief of the Munch Squad
Who
offices.
Who else would be the chief of the Munch Squad
No, but
office?
The chief doesn't normally report on the news.
My direct supervisor, the Hamburglar, said, McElroy, we got a great one for you.
Also, what'd you bring in for lunch, mind if I...
Zaxby's releases new fried chicken Philly sandwich.
You guys didn't have fried chicken sandwiches before now?
No, they're kind of more... These people love the Philly sandwich, as you call it.
The Philly sandwich. Hold on, Philly. It's too... No, hold on. It's too fucking easy with y'all. Because you can just say Philadelphia or Philly before a thing.
You know what I think is the best high five? A Philadelphia high five.
Yeah. I gotta have my Philly nachos.
Considering all of that.
If I'm gonna die anywhere, I want it to be in Philadelphia. Stabbed with a Philadelphia knife covered in Philadelphia poison. Shitting myself to death with Philly diarrhea.
We got anybody from Fishtown here? Everybody excited for the Mummers Parade? Me neither. Parking sucks. Well, if you love Philadelphia, it'll be much here. Come on. I'm going to say it a few times, okay? Just give me a little bit of a respite. It's going to come to your great chagrin that Dolph Lundgren took a big shit all over your city. Saucy Southern Chicken Restaurant Zaxby's is putting its own spin on an all-time classic, the Philly cheesesteak.
Why is he here now?
Oh, because he fought Rocky and they couldn't get Stallone.
For their Philly, Zaxby's is ditching the beef and instead featuring Zaxby's signature fried or grilled chicken, savory garlic
aioli.
They
should know which one it fucking is.
What the fuck were they thinking?
No, it's great. It's got
like
a
Philadelphia would be like, oh, thank God, finally someone changed the cheesesteak.
And a combination of melted American cheese, grilled peppers, and onions, like a real Philly steak with cheese.
No, it's you all love this. No, you all love this shit.
Okay.
Philadelphia and I have a decades-long history.
Says Dolph Lundgren, star of the new advertisements.
Hey, people of Philadelphia, when was the last time you all thought about Dolph Lundgren?
When Zaxby's came to me ready to take on this city's iconic sandwich with a Philly of their own, I knew it would be fun to be part of this campaign.
Awesome. Yeah, fuck yeah, man. No, wait, now hold on. Now I need to know. Hold on, wait. Are you booing Dolph Lundgren because he... No, wait. Because he played the bad guy in the movie against the good guy from Philadelphia? No,
or is it because...
Okay, listen.
I thought it was because he was complicit in this ad, and apparently, according to this picture, lacked an ass.
Okay, listen. Listen. Now, listen, y'all. We're going to make a deal, okay? I'm going to play the ad, but you can't boo through the whole thing. Or I'll make you watch it again. I swan to John. Okay? So if you all be
this
good.
This is an actor who may love Philadelphia for all you know.
Mr. Dolph's, maybe it's a fun energy in the ad. We don't know what the tenor will be. Maybe it's about his deep and abiding love for Philadelphia.
And we'll give you this. When the ad is done playing, you can boo
Let
for
her
5 seconds
rip, man.
Straight.
Yeah, but
and
you
then
gotta...
we'll just cut it out of the episode.
Okay. Well, we're going to let Mr. Lundgren say his piece about this equally valid Philly sandwich. Okay, here we go.
They say break bread with your enemies.
You're not wanted in this town.
I say go further.
Keep walking.
Take their favorite sandwich, break it, fill it up with delicious fried chicken. That'll show them you really care. Zaxby's Fried Chicken Philly.
Fried chicken on a Philly?
That's how they show love in Philly. Now I must eat you. It's fried chicken on a Philly!
Is that Dolph Lundgren?
I have inadvertently touched the third rail of... This is not me and us. I gotta remind y'all that this is just Zach's piece, which I gotta mention, and this is the real fucked up thing about it. There ain't no Zach's piece in Philadelphia.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Wild.
Watching that commercial, Justin, and that piece of information absolutely freaks my bean because I don't know who is this commercial for. What's it for? Because it's simultaneously saying, hey, Philadelphia, I've done it, but also fuck you. But also, what are you going to do about it? I'm not even here.
So when Zaxby's came to me ready to take on the city's iconic, okay. After all, the mere existence of the saucy new fried chicken Philly is fuel for some spirited debate about the reign of the Philly. I don't know. It seems pretty tepid in here.
All-time fucking best time for that, for sure.
And to be fair, commercial, you outright said... We're doing it right.
Yeah, for the first time. You know what you were doing.
Not me. Hey, I didn't do it.
We're on your side.
Dolph Lundgren did it.
You know what? I actually fucking hate Dolph Lundgren now for real.
And to be fair, the way he eats the sandwich in that commercial feels very personal.
Yeah.
To spur the conversation... The brand decided to go all in, daring to show off its mouth-watering sandwich in Philadelphia itself. And then Dolph Lundgren...
Just one fucking dude like...
What's braver, that they did the ad or that the ad featured the absolute worst bite I've ever seen anyone take of anything? The single worst bite ever captured on film. Yeah.
Hey, Justin, can I jump back to further the conversation.
Yeah.
Like they're tackling social issues.
A little spirited
debate.
Hey,
you know what? We're going to get a dialogue going about us ruining
your sandwich. Yeah.
Sandwich. Okay. Because this is going to change things.
While Zaxby's has over 900 locations throughout the U.S., the closest restaurant is 169 miles away from Philadelphia. Nice.
Fucking
cowards.
Are you
kidding me?
Undeterred, Zaxby's has brought the fried chicken Philly to the city of brotherly love via a series of billboards only in Philadelphia.
Wait.
With lines like, just like the Philly you know and love, but good. And finally, the Philly done right.
Hold on, wait. Philadelphia, just to keep a tally, I am actually very into this now. That's wild.
Okay. Here's what it is. Hey, Philadelphia, you can't bite at this bait. You cannot bite at this bait.
They want you to eat their terrible sandwich.
They want you to about it or whatever the fuck.
I don't want to read the next sentence because y'all going to yell at me. And I don't want to read the next sentence.
Let's try this.
Travis, will you read the next
sentence? Yeah, I'm fine. People have hated me all my life.
No, as an experiment.
Just
try to hold it in this time. As an experiment.
This is a quote from Patrick Schwing. Chief Marketing and Strategy Officer at Zaxby's.
I'm going to read it as like absolutely shitty as I can. This sandwich and campaign poses a provocative question. Could we as Zaxby's take an iconic sandwich and make it better?
What did I
Wrong!
Tell you?
Philadelphia, you suck shit. I'm Patrick Schwing!
When you take on a beloved iconic sandwich like the Philly... You better be sure it can stand up to even the most discerning critic.
Dolph Lundgren? Based on the way he bit into that sandwich, I don't think he actually has a lot of food chomping experience.
After a year...
More of a soup guy. A lot of spillage out the sides of that wet sandwich.
After a year of development and testing, we knew we had a sandwich worthy of the name Philly. And what better place to debut this sandwich than in Philadelphia?
Anywhere fucking else.
And so far, the campaign is working.
In this room, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever hate-driven 3 hours.
Hey, I want to read this last...
I'm sorry. Can I also just say, if you know you're going to get a close-up like that...
He doesn't want to eat that sandwich.
One, doesn't want to eat that sandwich. A lot of makeup on that man, right?
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Putting its money where its mouth is,
The company is even considering setting up a pop-up food truck in the coming weeks in Philadelphia
itself. Pop-up burn-down food truck.
Yeah, hey, all kidding aside, Zaxby's, if you're listening, and I know you are, don't do this.
Don't. Hey, okay. Zaxby's, Philadelphia killed a hitchhiking robot? What the fuck do you think they're going to do to your pop-up shop?
Zaxby's, that was a warm-up for Dolph Lundgren, their least favorite dude.
Please don't. Don't
we
do
can't
this.
Have the entire city of Philadelphia arrested for as much as I know again.
Hey, and be honest, just make noise if the answer is yes. If they're free, would you fuck with one? There it is. Yeah, we'll see. That way you know what you're talking about when you say it's garbage. No, you probably don't need to do that. Real quick. Zaxby, again, they return to the food truck idea, and then they make it really clear that they are considering it. They're considering setting it up right in the heart of the city, offering a free sandwich to any brave soul willing to declare the best Philly is the Zaxby's fried chicken.
Wait, hold on. You have to do that before you eat the sandwich?
No, after, but otherwise they make you pay for it.
That's extortion, I'm pretty sure. By any definition of the law.
So I'm sorry that Dolph Lundgren did that to y'all, but I wanted you to be aware of it. The last line of the press release is, finally, the Philly done right. So I don't know what they're...
It's okay. We don't believe that.
You know what? I'm just going to say it as a resident. Come to Cincinnati and fix our chili if you're going to do anything.
Yeah, listen, there are some cities that need a lot of help with their special food.
North Carolina's barbecue, for example.
Please. It's all mustardy and weird.
It's so dry.
Mustardy.
Hey.
We're going to cut that out. I can say my thing. Let him come for me.
All right, listen, we're going to take it to the audience. We have asked you to send in your questions. We're going to call people down to the microphone. There's going to be a light that illuminates. Boom. Sorry, everyone in the splash zone. We're not going to look at you, I promise. So we're going to call you down. When you come up to the microphone, if you want to give us a brief synopsis of your question and your name, and if you'd like to give us your pronouns, I guess actually preferably not in the order that I have just laid out. That would be so wild.
Hello, absolute stranger. Please read off your name and your question.
My name is Danny.
Hi.
She, her.
Hi, Danny.
So my question is, I am the daughter of tour manager Paul.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And this has been burning in my soul for a long time.
Yeah.
So how do I answer the question, what does your dad do, without eliciting further questioning that leads to things like he wrote the song Enormous Penis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't lead with that, Danny.
Clearly not that.
Now, Danny.
Yeah?
You could lie.
Astronaut. Boom.
Yeah, bye.
Astronaut. He's on the new one. See ya.
Bye.
Your father. Tonight.
Yeah.
We got little sliders and French fries from my son. And I'm not going to say the name of the business, but they were incredibly dry. And there was no ketchup anywhere. Paul fucking disappeared for a few minutes, came back, was like, here's two packets. I'll be right back with more. And I was like, no, that is enough. Now, that is not all that Paul does. But I think it does demonstrate how he goes above and beyond
basically
for the call of duty of making sure my son's burger is as wet as is possible.
Other than that, though.
Here's how I can describe Paul. Paul is the adult man that cares for three adult men whose own actual ass father is usually there in the room with them.
I don't know that there's ever been a father cuckold before. But that is what Paul is doing to our dad.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Okay, Danny, here's my question. Mm-hmm. What do you say now? When someone says, what does your father do? What do you say?
Sometimes I say he's a musician.
Yes.
And then that gets to, like, what kind of music. Mm.
Okay.
And that's bad.
That's...
yeah. What if... Oh, he works on a cruise ship.
He works on a cruise ship is a wild fucking answer, Travis.
That's worse. Sometimes
he's a cruise ship detective.
Sometimes I say he's a tour manager.
That's good.
Which is that's now, good. That's a job.
But now also,
this
that
is going to be funny, but now I'm just looking, like, you might as well be my daughter in, like, 15 years. Like, yeah, my dad fucking couldn't work at Best Buy for the rest of his life. I just got to describe how my dad sits and talks about celebrities on SNL introducing other celebrities.
He makes dreams come true for us. And I genuinely don't think we would do shows as much as we
or
do.
Or you can tell him he's dead.
No, you can't tell him he's dead. No. That's not a good one. Thank you, Danny. I appreciate you. I hope that helps.
That helped a lot. Thank you.
Paul. There's a lot of... Oh, Paul's lucky he was on a good streak tonight. There's a lot of shows I would have shut that down a lot quicker. But Paul had a pretty good night.
He did confuse our white claws.
Yeah,
Paul, he did confuse
after clarifying with them with me in the hall.
I was in the turlet when he clarified with me, though, so I was screaming through the
Paul's
door.
Paul's like, which white claw you guys want? And we just hear from the turlet, we hear, lime, 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 I want lime.
It's important.
Okay, you know what? Lime. We let the chant go, but we are going to deduct $500 from your bank.
Oh, my friend, please step forward.
But you are cool. You're in the front.
Yeah, you're now.
You're in charge.
Hey, brothers. I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve.
So I'm a competitive Dance Dance Revolution player.
Okay.
Hey, Steve, don't act surprised. You know what this audience is.
What if you'd gotten a Dolph Lundgren boo for that announcement? How fucking confusing would that have been?
So, super big tournament next week.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty confident in, like, my abilities.
Yeah.
I'm, like, a timid dude.
Okay. Yeah.
What can I do to be more imposing?
Stab a guy.
No, don't stab a guy. Clearly don't do that.
I'm not saying you should, but you asked, what could you do?
Give me a... I need a clearer definition, please, Steve, of the term competitive. Is this something you have done before?
Yes.
You competed in? Okay.
I am traveling long distances to compete.
Okay, cool. That's what I wanted to know. That clears a lot of shit up.
Side note, like for a full-time job?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
No, that Sunday. Would be pretty bonkers.
That'd be
rad. Okay. Do you have a big belt?
Can you get your hands on a big belt?
Big belt, like a big belt, like an award belt?
Huge belt.
Like a wrestling belt. What if you brought a belt, like a wrestling style championship belt?
Yes.
What if you brought a normal belt, but held it up?
No. A big ass belt where you're like, I'm the champion of it. And they're like, I don't know what the belt's for, but he wouldn't bring it if it wasn't relevant. Right? People just assume it's some competition they haven't heard of before, and you're walking around timid, quiet, unassuming, walk softly, carry a big belt.
Yeah.
And maybe an embroidered robe.
Oh, that's tasteful.
To be clear, I mean like boxers wear.
Yeah, not that's
like
not
with
what
your
I was
initials.
Saying. Yeah.
Could you wear a Lycra bodysuit, just like a skin tight Lycra bodysuit, like a superhero?
Oh, yeah. Make yourself as aerodynamic as possible.
Yeah.
That's cool. If you go in there like a human airplane, that would be so cool.
Yeah, tuck your shit up into a cap before it starts. Like, yeah, focus up.
Can you get a couple of handlers who can be like, come on, Steve, you got this, Steve. That's right, Steve, just like we practiced. All you got, Steve, power!
And maybe from time to time, hold you back. Like, don't go.
No, Steve, too fast.
Steve, be cool. Steve, don't. Steve,
they're not
don't rise to this.
They're not ready, Steve. The government might be watching, Steve.
Don't stab him. Not again.
No, Steve. They'll do experiments on you, Steve, if you go that fast.
The government will bring you in.
Yeah. The government's going to take you to their science facilities to do experiments on your fast legs, Steve. Don't.
Don't do it, Steve. Throw this one, Steve.
Steve, we'll do this shit for you for free. This feels good to me.
Yeah, actually.
Steve, you should go. Can you get in a little early to before the competition? Because maybe you continue to act timid, regular Steve that everybody knows and loves. You go over to your opponent's side before, and what do you do to their side of the DDR mat? Put a little jelly on there.
Oh, God.
I don't know enough about DDR that might help.
You put a little jelly on there, and then when you step up to the plate, they step, and they're like, what in the... And you're just like super nice, regular Steve. You're like, what's the matter, friend? Find yourself in a sticky situation? And then
yourself Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Meow. And then you start DDRing and they're like trying to keep up. And you're intimidating them because they're fucking so sticky. It sucks. Yeah.
Also, luchador mask.
Luchador mask. Don't do that. Maybe, probably don't do that one. But you can't go across the floor to the Step Mania machine and start tearing shit up on that. And all of a sudden, you booed. What the fuck is going on tonight, Philly?
Okay, wait, just so we know, would it have gone different if it had said Big Buck Hunter?
That would be cool, actually, if you're like, I'm a multidisciplinarian. I am.
While
the...
you're doing DDO.
It's my turn to putt and golden tee. Excuse me.
I've got I've got the EGOT of arcades.
Big boots.
huge, heavy boots, Steve. That goes without saying, right? You've already got big, loud boots, right, Steve?
He wouldn't wear them if
Why
he couldn't dance
loud,
in them.
Big, loud, light-up boots.
Big, loud boots.
He must have something we don't.
Yeah.
Does that help?
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks, good, Steve. Sorry, we just kind of went ham there. Let's get...
That is a glorious
I love your dress.
Dress.
I love your dress so
thank
much.
Thank you so
Sorry.
Much, guys. Hello.
Hello. I'm Dylan, she, her.
Hi, Dylan.
Hi. So in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which is about an hour from here.
Yes.
Next weekend, it's Oktoberfest.
Sure.
And I've entered my small dog into the wiener dog races.
Hey, I will say, would have been pretty fucking wild if you say you entered your big dog in the wiener dog races. That'd be a hell of a thing.
Or any animal other than dog.
Yeah.
The weight limit is 25 pounds.
Okay, so no big wiener dogs.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get a... Oh, sorry. You can get a real jacked wiener dog at 25 pounds.
25 pounds is a pretty jacked wiener dog.
If it's pure muscle, I mean...
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I'm saying.
How do I ensure that he wins?
Cheat.
So you go to the other dogs the night before the race, and what do you put on their feet? Yes, you guessed that. No.
Well, oh, wait, shit. There's a 25-pound weight limit. You're going to need to feed those dogs some ham.
How much ham can you get access to in short notice with a minimum of questions?
I'm going to say, to be safe, 100 pounds of ham.
It's got to be 100 pounds of ham.
Let's assume each dog started at 5 pounds.
Your dog... No, but wait. What's your dog's name again?
Monty.
Monty.
That's a great fucking name for a wiener dog. Good Lord.
If Monty has to watch all of his best wiener dog friends eat 100 pounds of ham, and you're like holding him back from the giant pile of ham, he's never going to forgive you.
He'll never forgive you, but he's going to win that fucking race for sure.
And what's that at the end of the race? 200 pounds of ham. He's gonna die, but he was already in heaven. How'd he go out? Doing what he loves, eating ham. That's how I hope I go out.
Statistically, I would say odds are pretty good.
Hey, can you learn the other dog's names and call them from the side?
That's easy, good cheating, actually. That's easy and great cheating.
All right, you're saying maybe some ham on the side of the path.
Oh, that could be good, too.
And but, what's that? Where'd their owners go? There's just ham there.
Roller skates.
No, that's certainly against the rules, right?
Rocket pack.
Rocket pack and roller skates. Hello.
It doesn't say on the website that you can't
slip and slide. Oh yeah, there's no rule that says he can't.
Airbud.
There's no rule.
Wait, Airbud, you're right. You should get in the race. You should take. I'd be like, Monty's sick or whatever. I'm gonna take. I have the number, so I could do it because you didn't say in the rules that humans can't do it.
Yeah. Take that fucking Airbud. Dogs are gonna watch that movie and be like, I actually fucking get it now. Like this sucks.
I want to see in Air Bud a scene where they're like, yeah, it doesn't say in the rule book that a dog can't play basketball. And then I was like, yeah, it also doesn't say in the rule book that they can't stab each other, but we all know
it's
they
assumed.
Can't.
Does that help?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Literally.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Owen. He, they.
Hi, Owen.
My question is... I completely bullshit my way through French 1, 2, and 3.
Yep. As you should.
I'm now in French 4, which is all French. I have no idea what I'm doing. What should I do?
Oh, Owen. Owen, this question, in Espanol,
yep.
is why I went to college for 5 years. Because I got to Spanish 4, and they're like, it's like Spanish, you know? Like, they're using it a lot. And I'm like, I don't know. I just...
That,
that barely got through.
The exact same thing happened to me. Spanish 4, day one. And ironically, her name was Mrs. Lehman, said, oh, no, no, only Espanol. And I said, oh.
Oh, no, shit.
Oh, no, only?
But I tried to tell my teacher, I don't speak Spanish.
That's your job
That's
to tutor
That's your job to teach you. I don't know how to speak it. You have to help. You could try that. Say
bow out gracefully.
That's what I literally dropped out of an overly ambitious combination Spanish class in my freshman year of college. That lost me a scholarship that was pretty cherry.
You've come to the wrong place.
What I'm the wrongest imaginable
but
place.
But now we have the power of Duolingo. You know,
they're not our current sponsor. Try again.
But now we have the power of Babbel. You know. you could. Oh, what about this? Owen, you could study a lot in your free time and get really good at Spanish.
Boo!
I can tell Owen hates that one.
Dolph Lundgren, fucking step mania, right. Studying. Philadelphia hates all this shit.
Okay, Owen, wait. Owen, please step up to the mic and tell me your problem with that solution.
It's French, not Spanish.
Yeah, we know that. So you've passed the first test.
Wait, hold on. Also, Justin, Owen has already given us the piece of information that Owen bullshitted their way through 1, 2, and 3. And you're like, just study harder.
But what about yourself? Change yourself on a fundamental fucking level, Owen.
You know at the end of Catch Me If You Can when he's like, how did you pass the bar? And he's like, I studied. You could just be like, I didn't pass Spanish. I didn't do it. And you can't make me do it, so I'm just not going
to
do it.
Justin, just to check.
Yeah.
At that point in a movie about a con man who's lied about everything in his life from like 14 on.
Yeah.
And he's like, I studied. You, Justin, went totally true.
You're supposed to understand that it's true, right? You understand that it's true.
He's a lying
Thank
man
you.
Professionally.
But this one thing, oh, man, you're right. I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, man.
That's
you have
fair.
You do have an app on your phone that will translate shit in real time. Like, we have come pretty close to the full-blown Hitchhiker's Guide, like, babblefish shit in your ear. That is not great. It's much easier than Travis's answer. So keep
Wait,
that.
Wait, what was mine?
Just do work.
Oh, no, that was Justin's. I would never.
Okay, good.
You could actually just... Why don't you just, to expand the babble thing further, just go to your teacher and say, I don't want to be rude, but I have a pretty good feeling that once I'm older, I'll think it's fun to do this on the toilet. Yeah. So I am just going to hold off, and once I'm old, I'll learn it on the toilet, because that is what...
That's great.
Oh, wait, Owen, are you in high school?
Yes.
Okay, great. Your teacher doesn't care. 100% they are not paid enough to care, Owen. It's easier to pass you than make you do it again. Don't worry about it, bud.
You're good, Owen.
Have a good time. Be nice and charming. That's all you need to do.
Yeah. Owen, does that help?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's the right answer, Owen. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I'm Savannah, she, her.
Hi, Savannah.
Hi, Savannah.
First of all, I'm visiting from Illinois. I don't know if the good people of Pennsylvania can go to a dispensary whenever they want to.
One dude fucking for sure can.
Yeah, his name's Todd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I go to one rather regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And a boy that I buy my product from regularly, I looked
a man,
him in the
surely.
Eyes. A boy, man. I looked him in the eyes and said, I love you.
Hold on, wait. There's Savannah. We are in a precarious... We're in bullet time right now, Savannah, in a precarious spot.
There were steps.
Right. Yeah, you leaped right over those. Do you feel this, or did you say it like the way that you would say it to a teacher accidentally?
That wasn't my question, but yes, answer that.
It was a combination of things.
Okay.
Okay, now Savannah.
So there was a really good sale.
Love that. Always puts me in a happy mood,
I do love.
You know, throughout history, marriages have started with worse.
So was it like
give me a reading. Can you recreate?
Did you say, I love these deals and you?
He said, here is your product. You got a really great deal. And I wanted to tell him thank you. And also, I love that.
Oh.
So, okay.
Yeah, no, No, but I gotta hear how you said it. It's so important to me.
And we'll know it's not towards us, because yeah. this is a, there's a wall here.
Well, I had partaken in product.
We assumed.
Yeah, that's fine.
It was about like this. I love you.
That was stone cold right across the plate. Fully.
Normally I would say there's no way they remember, but I guarantee this person still thinks about this daily. Like, what was the...
Savannah, the tone
is what gets to me.
There's like 19 different deliveries you could have done where they'd be like, yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah, you're pretty fucked up, aren't you? But that's... Woo, are you... All right.
I didn't say anything after that.
No, of course not. Can I tell you, this is actually better, Savannah, if you've been like, I love you. I don't.
Did they say anything after that?
I don't remember. I blacked out.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Let me just say this to reassure you. You did everything right. Everything that came after the mistake, you did so good. I wouldn't change a thing.
I just need to know what I say to him next time.
Oh.
Next time. Interesting.
Okay. All right.
I assume you mean next time you go back, not next time I say I love you.
Okay. Here's what you do. Savannah, walk right up to the counter and say, hi, I don't love you. I would like some weed.
That could be good.
Yeah.
I appreciate you on a basic level. I'm willing to get to know you.
Maybe I love what you do.
Out of that.
Alternatively, you could say, hello, I'm not Savannah. Can I have some weed? And this is a little hat you have.
You're a big hat. No, it's got to be a big hat.
Big hat. Hello, big hat. I'm Savannah. Do you have weed for me? That could be cool. Though.
Maybe a big mustache.
So, any combination.
Can you send in three kids in a trench coat?
To buy your weed for you?
Yeah. If the Little Rascals was made today in 2023, there would be a scene where they get on each other's shoulders and buy pot at a dispensary.
I like a closed loop of it used to be that teens would find adults to buy beer for them. But now
we're
finding
8-year-olds
to buy weed for us because we said I love you to the dispensary boy.
That's a bummer that happened to you. But it sure is nice that your good friend Weed was there to help you forget all about it. Hey, if I was going to fuck up in front of anybody, I'd want it to be my friend Weed.
Savannah, is it possible that you remember it that way, but it went like this? Oh, you got a great deal. And then you stood there for maybe a half a second. And for you, it felt like 10 minutes.
I heard the dramatic recreation. I think you're leagues away, Trav. It did seem pretty down the middle.
You missed the point where Savannah said they were taken in weed before they went to the dispensary.
Yeah, that's true.
Up until the U, it's crystal clear memory.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no.
Hold on, wait. I've got it. Fucking great. Next time you go, you say, hi, I'd like some marijuana, please. And then they give it to you. You pick it up really close to your face and say, I love you.
That's it.
Does that help, Savannah? I know that helps. Thank you very much. Thank you. I want to tell you there's a poster out there in the lobby by Kate May, and it is adorable, and you can only get it at this show and the next two shows, so... You should get it while you can.
I don't know why I'm getting squished. I'm the most agile of the three of us.
But I do like how it worked out that it looks like Dad's sneaking in.
Yeah. That's SPF 69. Fuck, that's good. Shit, thank you. Y'all's vibe tonight has, let me say, as someone who's done a lot of shows, y'all's vibe tonight has been very, very fun. Thank you all so much for that.
I like the feeling that if I say the wrong thing, someone will beat me up.
Yeah.
That's thrilling. I'm not used to that.
I feel very blessed that you all didn't just decide to hate us.
Yeah, that's great.
I hope, at least.
So far, so good.
Thank you to the Miller Theater for having us here. This is
gorgeous. A beautiful place.
We love it. Thank you to Paul Saborin, our cuckold dad.
And Amanda and Rachel and Saul and everybody. Thank you so much.
Oh, and thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You.
Uh, oh,
Hey, thank you to Henry. He told us, Griffin's son told us to thank him in the show.
Yeah, thanks, Henry, my son.
Somebody in this audience got a poster that has Henry's signature on it.
Hidden, very
yeah,
good.
Take a look. Yeah. Okay, this side, house, oh, right. House left, you're mine. Center's Travis.
You gotta lead into that,
house
Jamin.
House right is, no, I don't. So listen, here's the sound. You ready? You're gonna do my sound, center Travis, house right, Griffin. My name is Justin McElroy.
Hey, Trav Nation, I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy, Trav Nation.
This is my brother, baby. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported directly by you.